Lord Tom of he was a gay gentleman, and Lord taught many fine towns. Fair and under, she was a poor girl. Lord Thomas, he loved her well. Come, father, come, mother, I ask you both. I ask you both as one. Father, I must marry pretty fair Ellander, bring the brown girl home. The brown girl, she hath house and land. Fair Ellander has none. If you take warning by such a good friend, you bring the brown girl home. He jumped on his milky white horse. He rode to Fair Ellander's hall. He called so loud and jingled, there were none so ready as Fair Ellander. Say off to ride and bid him walk in. What news, Fair Ellander said. What news have you brought for me? I have come to invite you to my wedding. 'Tis very bad news indeed. 'Tis very bad news, Fair Ellander said. 'Tis very bad news indeed. For I intended to be your bride, and you a bridegroom for me. Come, father, come, mother, I ask you both. I ask you both as one. Father, I must go to Lord Thomas's wedding, or tarry with thee at home. There may be many there of your friends, and many there of your foes. If you take warning by such a good friend, you'll tarry with thee at home. There may be many there of my friends, and many there of my foes. For all of them do I care not, for to Lord Thomas's wedding I'll go. She dressed herself in scarlet red, her waiting maid in green, and every town that she rode through, they took her to be some queen. She rode till she came to Lord Thomas's hall. She called so loud and jingled, there was none so ready as Lord Thomas himself to rise and bid her walk in. Now he took her by the lily white hand, he led her in a hall. At the head of the table he seated her down, amongst those ladies round. Is this your bride, Fair Ellander said? I think she looks wonderful brown. When you could have married this fair young lady as ever come in this town. Throw none of your slurs, Lord Thomas, he said. Throw none of your slurs at me. Much better do love your little finger than the brown girl's whole body. The brown girl having a little penknife, the blade so keen and sharp, betwixt the lawyers and short ones. She hears peril under his heart. Oh, what's the matter, Lord Thomas, he said. I think you look wonderful pale. You always wore as fresh a color as any girl in your veil. Oh, are you blind, fair Ellender said, or can't you very well see? Oh, don't you see my young heart's blood, they twinkling down my knee? He took the brown girl by the hand, he led her in the hall, with his broad sword cut off her head, and kicked it against the wall. Then placing the handle against the wall, the point toward his breast, saying, here's the death of three long lovers. Lord, send their souls to rest. Go dig my grave in roses sweet. Go